Marriage?
Yeah.
Did Papa ever explain to you why was it he picked you as the mandalay, specifically you, instead, you know, because he spoke about fifth plane, sixth plane, all these saints and people who search for God and sincere seekers, and you know, he pointed all these people out to you. Why was it that he picked you to be at his side, you and the rest of the mandalay? And
well, he's the emperor. He can pick anybody if he wants to, choose who he wants to. The thing is that what he needs is around him, you know, these big tycoons and other big people and big shots around him, who keep company with him, who can keep company with him.
Other big shots.
Who?
They keep company with each other, other big shots.
No.
Oh.
There are very few big shots in the world.
Oh.
But there's a crowd following these big shots. And they are the yes men.
Yeah.
The yes men. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do what you say. So what happens is, these yes men are there. So he's the tycoon of the tycoons. So naturally he needs to have yes men around him. It's natural for yes men to be there because the others recognize him as the tycoon of tycoons and all that. But the difference between the yes men of the tycoon and difference between the yes men of these of the emperor here is that they are after what gifts he would give or what he would give to them and all that. But those around him are and saying yes to him and dancing to his every tune and all that is just because of what he is. There's that world of difference without any expectations. Yeah.
I understand.
And now another thing is that is one of the figures. But those who were around him were not the people of the world or anything. They were the buffoons. So, yeah, it's true. It's a fact. Because in the court, you know, he has got many. To us, it appears that, well, just as Raphael says, why did he pick you all? You see, these rustics and fools like you all. But in his court, there were great ministers, there were great kings, you see. Like, you read the wayfarers and all that, there were great people there. And apart from them, there are the great learned ones and all that. You see, there were barristers and businessmen and lawyers and engineers were there, and scientists were there, and professors were there, and vice chancellors were there. They were there. We saw them, all of them. But why did he keep us around him? Because he, after going through this, you know, the emperor needs some relaxation. So he has to have buffoons around him. Yeah. So that they delight him, you know. And because of that, childlikeness, you see, or they're not knowing anything. They don't pester him with questions. They don't pester him with anything else. So he can be safe in their company, you see. And he has that little recreation around him and so forth. So, and it is very difficult to be in his company. Means company in the sense living with him. Only those who become the buffoons of his court live with him. Otherwise, nobody is supposed to live with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is said so.
You didn't answer the question. Like, we know that Baba is a person, but why did he choose Erich to say, well, like you not? We know he needs persons to be around him, but why you not?
I don't know. I didn't ask him why did you want to choose me like that. But I know this much, that he must be, because we never asked him such a question.
Mm-hmm.
But we could feel that, well, in spite of what we are, he keeps us. It means that, well, he needs some foolish people around him, like buffoons and all that, you know, who don't pester him with any questions or don't pester him with this or anything like that. So maybe it is like that. Maybe who not only uphold his wish, but at the same time, who don't pester him with anything else. What is this? Why is the creation? Why did you not do this? Why did you not do that? Why is it? Why did you choose only such people? Why not? No questions, you see. So it's less headache. In short, those who lived with him gave him lesser headache, it seems. See that line. So that's how he trained us.
With no questions of why.
And why could we live that, were we like that? No. We did not know. I didn't know even who Meher Baba is, but he called me and I went to him. That's all.
I didn't know where I was going and why does he want me.
I don't know. I still don't know why I'm with him. I don't know. But it's his pleasure. But we can deduce something, that most probably because it seems that we don't use much of our minds. That's why less of headache to him. He used to tell us, this comes to my mind, finds figure he used to. He says, have you ever had that experience, he asks us, to climb a mountain? I said, yeah. Is there any difference in climbing the mountain and climbing down the mountain? I said, yeah. What's the difference? To climb the mountain, it takes the breath, you see. We become breathless. And when we come down, we get again breath, you see. So it's the same thing with me. I am the creator. And when people around me come and ask me questions about my creation, it is like my going up the mountain. And when I come down and play marbles and kites with you all and all that, it's like coming down the mountain here. It's a relaxation for me. Although I am the creator and all that, to get the headache of explaining to them what about my creation is like that. It is not difficult, but it's a headache to explain to them. Why do you want to know these things? It's like that. It's like a child asking, just as Baba gave the figure, a little child, you see, about 5-6 year old, hears about the marriage and all that, and says, Mommy, what's a marriage? Daddy, what's a marriage? What is that marriage? Please tell me what's marriage. What is marriage? And naturally, the child has to be pacified, goes on, is insisting on asking and all that. So what does the child do? What do the parents do? They don't say, get out from me. But they say, all right, you want to know about the marriage? Then they will explain about the wedding. What's the wedding? What preparations are needed for the wedding? What frocks and gowns are needed for the bride? And what suits are needed for the bridegroom? What sort of a tie and what sort of a color adjustment? And bridesmaids are there and the best men are there and this and that. And the priest comes and all 101 things about the wedding cake and feast and this and that, and everything except the marriage. And the child feels satisfied. Oh, that is the thing. So Baba says, all this that you have been living with me and the words that come out is just nothing but telling you about the wedding, not the marriage. Marriage is to be experienced. All that needs to be told when you ask for it, I can tell you only of the wedding. I can describe to you at any length, you see. It's like that. So one never knows about it all. Why? We don't know why. But it is good that we lived with him. It's a great blessing. To say great blessing is also too little to say that. It's foolishness to say that it's a great blessing. And then sometimes it strikes me why we are here and why, what's the matter. So it seems to me that it's a great hospital, this whole creation is. And of course acute cases are treated and sent back home. And the chronic patients continue to be in the hospital. So maybe there is some chronic disease or something like that. Incurable thing. So that's why it is.
Infectious.
Yeah.
Huh? I hope it's infectious.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah. One never knows. Now, on 1st August 1938, Baba gave us this date. My parents, my sisters, my brother, myself, leave everything and come to him. We are all summoned. We all came and lived with him. Why is it that I am kept here and they are kept elsewhere? Why is it? Do they love him less? Does he love them less? Do I love him more? No. It's his wish. Yeah. He told my younger brother that you be with your parents and look after them. And Eraj will be with me. He tells my brother, your being with them is as good as your being with me. So, it's like that. Why should Eraj be here? Because I want him here, that's all. That's his pleasure. Royal prerogative. Who is going to question him? That's how it is. And does Eraj know about it? Eraj does not know why the hell he is here. Why should he be here? Yeah. My brother deserves to be here than myself. That's what I say. But why am I here and he is there? He is there obeying that Baba wants him to be there and it amounts to his being here. Myself, I'm obeying because he wants me to be here, I continue to be here. That's all. When you come next time, you ask him that same question. You ask him when you come to be with him. Why did you keep them? Why was Peter kept? And why was Eris kept? And why John was like that? And why did he love him so much? And why did he allow Peter to deny him? And this and that and all that. You ask him. Poor Judas got himself to be known as the great traitor and betrayer, you see. Yeah. But Baba always had he loved Judas very much. He would speak of him with great love. Yeah. Because Judas loved him very much. He didn't betray him. It was his plan. Just as wars are fought and get killed and all that, it's his plan. And we blame Hitler and we blame this and that. It's nothing to be blamed. They played their parts. But we feel, unfortunately, why Judas? Why not somebody else? Judas, who loved him so much. Judas, who was the keeper of the purse. Why would he go in for 30 pieces of silver? Because I wanted it to be so. That's all he would say.